large lake that was located in the middle of Happy Trails Campground.
Where you going?
Dottie Swaggart was sitting in one of the chairs located outside the office, with it reclined back on its two hind legs, her skinny legs dangling and smoke billowing out of her mouth like a freight train.
Maybelline!
She hollered again and wobbled the chair down to all fours.
Hey!
I threw my hand out the window to let her know that I saw her and that I'd be back since it was time for me to relieve her from work. Dottie was my office manager, and she had worked the early shift at the campground office this morning while I went to visit Mary Elizabeth. We'd been having a good time, too. We were baking and laughing like a mother and daughter like to do together. It was going great. I cherished those times, probably because I spent the better part of the past 2 years making up to her for being such a pill when I was a teenager, and she actually took me in after my family died in a horrific house fire. I like to use the excuse that my attitude had been from teenage angst, but in reality, I was mad and confused and just plain angry. Today had been a good day, until Alicia Becker had shown up. Come on. I pulled right behind Bobby Ray's truck on the concrete pad next to the bungalow where I let him live for free, and I threw the car in park. You can run around. Fifi jumped over the console and waited on my lap for me to open the door. She bolted out of the car and headed straight for the lake, where the ducks were minding their own business. That just ticked Fifi off to no end, and she had to ruin it by jumping in. I like to think, for the poor ducks, that Fifi thought she was one of them, or they were her friends. But that wasn't the truth. The truth of the matter was Fifi took pleasure in swimming toward them, chasing them, while her yippy bark caused them to scatter in all directions. That's gonna cost me a bath. My eyes narrowed when I noticed the dog's white fur was already taking on a little bit of the moss that looked to have formed on top of the lake. I made a mental note to see Henry Bryant, Happy Trails handyman, about the irrigation in the lake to make sure it was working properly. I'd spent too much money on it for it to be messed up, and it was only a few years old. Besides, the campground was full now that spring had sprung, and the gas sure didn't pay for a mucky lake to laze around in. Seeing Henry was going to have to wait. I slammed the car door and stalked up to Bobby's door, giving it a hard knock before I turned the knob and walked in, something I normally did. Bobby Ray, who is... My mouth closed and my eyes grew big when I saw Bobby Ray bent down on one knee with a little box opened in front of Abby Fawn. Abby's shoulders dropped and Bobby Ray hung his head. I gulped. Alicia Becker? Chapter 2. I closed my eyes and took a step backward, easing out of the bungalow and slowly closing the door. I squeezed my eyes shut harder when I heard heavy, angry-sounding footsteps making their way toward the door before it flung open. Bobby Ray, my foster brother and Mary Elizabeth's foster son, stood like a big bear, equipped with a snarl on his face.
You've done gone and ruined the moment for both of us now, so you might's well come on in.
His twangy accent held a smidgen of anger. He swung the door open, and Abby Fawn, who just so happened to be one of my best friends, stood behind him, admiring the big fat diamond on her finger. The diamond I'd given him to make into a ring, because Bobby Ray didn't have 2 cents to rub together, and I loved him and Abby to death. Both of them were hard-working and in love, so it didn't matter that they didn't have a dime to their name. I knew they'd make it.
I'm sorry, I should have knocked.
Not that we ever knocked on each other's doors, we didn't. He even had a key to my camper, so he darn well came in whenever he wanted to. I was fine with it.
Can you believe it?
Abby squealed and ran over to show me the ring he'd gone and had a jeweler set the diamond in.
He said it's a perfect diamond. Those are rare,
Abby gushed.
I love it. Congratulations.
I smiled and hugged her, knowing that they were already engaged. But without a ring, though she didn't know, I knew, because Bobby Ray was the one who actually had told me a week or so ago. I couldn't recall the exact day, but I had had that loose diamond in my storage container that was sent here by Stanley, Paul's lawyer, after Paul went to jail. I had not packed it, but after going through some of the boxes Stanley had sent, I had come to realize Stanley had planted a few things in there, no doubt to make it a little more comfortable for me. It appeared to have been one of the diamonds Paul had gotten me when we'd gone on a trip to the Swiss Alps. I thought it